Hey, everybody. Scott Weichel. You're listening to My Kind of Country right here on Fish Creek Radio. My guest tonight was on the show back in 2014 and had just gotten a record deal after appearing on The Voice. And tonight he is back with us to talk about his brand new album now being prepared for release and representing the forefathers of the Bakersfield sound. He's definitely making his way. Please welcome Rudy Paris to My Kind of Country. Rudy, nice to have you back again.
Hey, it's good to be back, Scott. Good to talk to you again.
Man, I am so excited for your new album, and I have been listening, and I absolutely love everything I'm hearing. And you've done the Bakersfield folks proud. There's no doubt about it.
Well, thank you so much, brother. I'm really glad that I could represent. You know, it means a lot to me.
You are getting tons of airplay for Party Out Back. This is the first single, and it's available on Amazon and iTunes. And the album Making My Way will be released on June 24th, and you can pre-order that right now at Amazon, iTunes, and all the usual suspects. And you're going to want this whole album after you hear this first song, I guarantee it. Tell me about Party Out Back. This is a cool song.
Well, you know, I wanted to write a song. You know, I hear a lot of songs about drinking and all those things, and I thought, well, you know, there's a lot of people that can party without doing those things, and I ain't trying to judge anybody. I'm just saying, you know, this gets grandma involved and the kids, and it's like a family get together kind of thing. You know, it's it really kind of explains get togethers. You know, when I was a child, you know, the kind of scenarios, the kind of things that I saw. And you know, it's a good, fun song, man, and it's rated PG, you know?
It's rated PG for pretty dang good, right?
Right on, man.
Well, you have, you've got some guest artists on this album, including Hank III. He's on the title track with you, and Michael Madsen. Tell me a little bit about that.
Yeah, I used to play guitar for Shelton, and his name is Shelton Hank Williams III, and you know, I just asked him to come aboard and do that with me, and he was gracious enough to say, sure, man, I'd love to be part of it. And Michael Madsen and I have the same publicist, and he heard a couple of tracks from the record, I believe Cowboy Cry, and I can't remember what the other one was, and he really liked it, and he said, how can I be part of this? So they said, well, Michael, do a couple of your poetry pieces, and Rudy will put some music behind it. So we added two tracks of Michael on the record. And it just came out real good. We got Chad Smith from the Red Hot Chili Peppers on two tracks on drums. And we have the bass player for Redbone, which is, Redbone was the two brothers, Pat and Lolly Vegas. Mm-hmm. And we have Pat Vegas on bass, which is very special to me because they're from about 45 minutes down the road in Fresno, California, here where I live. And Pat was in the studio with us while we were recording. And I look a lot like his brother, the guy that's saying, come and get your love.
Yeah,
he's very native looking, very long, straight black hair. And we were tracking Pat, my brother, on the couch, and my brother said Pat got tears in his eyes because he said he looks so much like my brother. And this reminds me of when we were here tracking our records in Capitol back in the day.
Wow.
So, you know, it's come full circle, you know. So having these great guests, we have Little Joe from Little Joe and the Familia, Tejano Pioneer on the record.
Yeah.
And we have also got Pete Anderson from the Dwight Yoakam producer,
man.
You know, he's in lead guitarist, did all those legendary guitar parts.
Yeah, man, one of the
one
of the best guitar players out there, yeah.
Yeah, go ahead.
That's all right. I was just like, wow, that's cool. Well, and you certainly are a fantastic guitar player. You're right up there with those guys, and I know you've got some great leads on that album, too.
Yeah, you know, Pete did some really nice stuff. He played a lot of the guitar on Making My Way, and I really dig what he did. And we also got another guy named Michael Lee Firkins. He's a great guitar player. He's getting ready to go on the European tour. And then we got Wanda Vick from Wild Rose Days, and she was on the TNN band, house band. And we got Cowboy Eddie Long on steel. And we have Wes Hightower, who's done every number one song, past 300 number ones that came out of Nashville, singing background vocals. And you know, Jim Cox on piano, and Pete Corpella on percussion. So we got some great players, you know. The album's came out really nice. I'm very happy with it.
Oh, as well you should be. It's fantastic material. And warriorrecords.com, they're a fantastic record label, and I know they're proud to have you in their stable of artists. And this album you recorded, I believe, at Capitol Studios there in Hollywood. Is that right?
Yeah, right. Studio B, where Buck and Merle Haggard recorded.
Oh, wow, that's cool. I bet there had to be some good mojo going on in there.
Oh, yeah, I was feeling it, you know. I was just really, yeah, I think that's why the album came out like it did, because, you know, my brother and I did the gist of it, you know. I did most of it. My brother did all the drums, and I did the bass and the rhythm guitars and the lead rhythms and the acoustic rhythms and the electric stuff, and you know, pretty much it pumped us up to really push through and get those things done. My brother did 10 songs before Nightfall in one day.
Wow. No kidding.
Yeah, he's an amazing drummer.
That's hardcore. I'm
very blessed to have him. Abel Paris.
Well, I'm glad he's working with you. That's fantastic. Well, tell me a little bit about Buck Owens. I know he was a big influence for you, and he had some good words for you.
Buck was cool. You know, my relationship with him was really cool because it wasn't a forced kind of thing, and I didn't, you know, a lot of people would push for his time, and Buck, you know, just, you know, I didn't want to be that guy. I know in a small way sometimes what it's like to be, you know, having to go places and do things and, you know, being in a timeline, and so I used to leave him alone as much as I could, but, you know, so when he did, and we did talk, it was very special to me because it was the time where he said, I'm going to make time for Rudy. And I'm going to go speak to him and ask him how he's doing and encourage him and tell him, you know, whatever. You know, he felt like he was going to tell me that day. And he was always very encouraging. You know, I remember he called my mother when my dad passed away. And he had told my mother, you know, hey, you know, condolences. I give my condolences to you and the family. And I just want to let you know that your sons are magnificent. They're very talented young men, and they do a great job for me here. And they're just really great entertainers, and we're really glad to have them. And, you know, those kind of things are very encouraging to me. And, you know, it's probably part of what propelled me, you know, to where I am today. You know, before seeing Buck, I went to see him one day. We were playing down the street. We did our sound check. We weren't playing until the evening, and Buck was doing early shows back then. And it changed my life when I saw him perform. Because he just came out and was just Buck Owens. Like him or not, he just was like, this is me, and this is what I do. And something about it got in my spirit that night. And I did the best show I've ever done, and I've never looked back. You know, I've never looked back. That just really touched me that evening.
You're blessed to have had, you know, had that contact and had that encouragement from him and the other artists out there. You know, the Bakersfield Sound, one of the biggest things with the Bakersfield Sound is that they have always, you know, they've not subscribed to all the boundaries and all the, you know, the things you're supposed to do and not supposed to do in music. And they've always had this sense of freedom, and they've been very true to their music and true to themselves. And they've put out some fantastic music that, hey, either you like it or you don't like it, but we don't care. We're going to keep doing it because we love what we're doing. And I think, you know, what you've accomplished on Making My Way, you know, the title kind of says it all. You've definitely captured that spirit.
Yeah, and that's exactly what I set out to do, is like, you know, to represent where I'm from with that same, all those things you just said, all those qualities that the people of the Bakersfield Sound have, you know. And we got other young people coming up and, you know, doing the same thing, you know, I just kind of want to be true to what I am. You know, I'm not a Nashville act. I'm just a good old boy from Central California, man, just making music, you know?
That's what we need.
Keep it real.
That's what we need, man. And, you know, I'll tell you what, when I hear you sing, I've heard you do some, you know, some beautiful ballads. Angels Can Fly on this album is just beautiful. And then, you know, you can turn right around and just destroy vocals with the best of them, you know, and just scream them right out there, man, with that power. And I envy you for that. Not a lot of artists can do that, and that's really cool.
Yeah, it's from all those years, you know, playing in the honky-tonks around here and just trying to entertain everybody, you know, not just one sect of people, but, you know, But, you know, I've always tried to make everybody happy. You know, that's just part of my personality. And so I had to, you know, really... And plus, I personally love all types of music. As long as it's good and it's not the watered-down form of that genre, I love it. And so, you know, I sing R&B and rock, and, you know, I love it all. And you know, I'm sure people would be surprised, you know, that might get into this album or might get to know me through this album at the other things that I can do, you know, like play guitar, you know, do Stevie Ray Vaughan and Jimi Hendrix kind of stuff. And, you know, I've been doing this for a long time.
Oh, you're a monster musician, you're a monster singer, and you're right, it shows through. And I can guarantee, folks, you go see this man in concert, it's going to be just a night to behold. I can guarantee you that. And RudyParis.com is going to have all your tour dates and all the information on where to go see Rudy and pick up this new album. And again, you can pre-order it at iTunes and Amazon. It'll be out June the 24th. It's called Making My Way, and the single right now is Party Out Back, and we're going to play that here shortly. But man, I'll tell you what, that's getting a lot of attention. Rudy, I got to ask you about this song. The title, it just got me as soon as I read it. Zombies Dressed in Abercrombie.
Yeah, that's a funny song. I was watching one of these zombie movies. I can't remember which one it was. And, you know, there was scenes with tons of people pouring out of, the city. You know, so there's like, you know, a good, 2,000-3,000 people in this scene. And I saw a guy wearing an Abercrombie shirt, and he was one of the zombies. And I just said, "That's funny, zombie and Abercrombie." And I don't know, just the whole thing. Just I sat down and started writing, and it just came out. You know, the whole thing. I came out with the scenario, it's just kind of a funny, tongue-in-cheek kind of thing. I thought I'd, not take myself so serious on that one, and just kind of laugh a little bit, you know.
Absolutely, I love that. That was fantastic. Well, you've got a lot of tours coming up. What's the summer looking like for you? It looks like you're going to be real busy.
Yeah, we're going to go out and just meet the people and play as much as we can and say hi to everybody. My thing is I like to meet people. I like to, I like to know everybody. I like to, just not be one of those guys where I have walls between me and the people. To me, it's all about the people. I do this for the people. The reason I play music is to bring enjoyment to people, and that's what I'm out to do, man. Help people escape the everyday rigors of life and help them to enjoy themselves, and meeting me is part of that, and that's great. I'm all for it. I love it. I love people.
Oh, that's fantastic. I'm glad to hear that. I talked to Gene Watson recently, and he was very adamant that he's, when he does performances, he still goes out and meets and greets his fans. And he said, they're what got you here. And he said, a lot of artists forget that. And he said, that's something you never want to do,
Hey, man, and you know what? If you ever get a chance, you tell Gene Watson that Rudy Paris is a massive fan of his. I just love him.
You and me both, man. he's fantastic.
Yeah, he's absolutely amazing.
Well, I know.
Shout out to all them guys that are just classic. I mean, you just don't get any better than that.
Absolutely. Class in so many different ways. Well, you've got you've already got a huge fan base out there from all of your performances on The Voice and, from everything you've done so far, and you've got that moving forward, and I know you're going to gain a whole new base of fans from this fantastic new album, and you got a lot of people out there backing you. And I did want to mention our mutual friend Glenn Pogacnik. He wanted me to be sure to tell you hello, and he's so proud of you.
Oh, I love Brother Glenn. Hey, Brother Glenn out there. He's a good man.
He sure is. He's a character, but he's a good guy.
Yeah, I love him. Love him.
All right. Well, again, folks, it's RudyParis.com. Please sign up for his mailing list. There's a little section on there, and they'll let you know everything that's going on if Rudy's coming to your town. And there's going to be some really cool contests on WarriorRecords.com / Rudy Paris. And there's going to be some really cool giveaways and things like that. You can pre-order the album right now on Amazon and iTunes. It'll be out June 24th. It's called Making My Way. And please, if you like the song Party Out Back, and I guarantee you will, make sure you get a hold of any station that you listen to, whether it's internet or mainstream radio or satellite radio, and you tell them to play this song by Rudy Paris, all right? Rudy, it's been a pleasure having you on the show, and I wish you the very best, and I can't wait to see you out there, man.
Thank you, brother. Yeah, I can't wait to actually meet you in person and see you, and, let's keep in touch.
We are here. Anything I can do to help you, you got it, man.
Thank you, brother. I'll talk to you soon.
All right. Rudy Paris on My Kind of Country. Here is Party Out Back. Check this out, folks. You're going to love it. My Kind of Country continues right here on Fish Creek Radio. Thanks again, Rudy.
Thank you, brother. God bless.